Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 246.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's show is sponsored by the BeProfit app for e-commerce sellers. Need a clearer picture of your profit margins, or want an easier way to understand your ad spend, or looking for a fast way to analyze all of your Shopify store's data? Then the BeProfit app does it all for you. And like many of our listeners, I used to track a lot of my profits and expenses with all things like a spreadsheet. It worked for a while, but you know, my store started to scale up and it simply wasn't a viable method to accurately measure the profitability anymore. And that's where BeProfit now changes all of that for Shopify brands. It's currently available right now in the Shopify App Store. BeProfit gathers vast amounts of data in a blink of an eye with an auto integrations to a lot of the top ad platforms, AliExpress, and a lot more. But what BeProfit does next is to translate all of your first party, your Shopify store data into an intuitive and customizable all-in-one dashboard, providing you with valuable insights, and it literally allows you to zoom in on the metrics that matter most to your brand. You can even take full control of your data by creating and exporting your own custom reports. So that's pretty exciting. Discover your most valuable products, their top performing ads, best customer cohorts, and so much more, all with the BeProfit's intuitive profit dashboard. Now you can visit BeProfit.co and you can start a 7-day free trial, kind of kick the tires and see what this platform can do. Also, for e-commerce Fastlane listeners, you get access to an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Use code FL15 on any BeProfit plan. So you get a 7-day free trial, 15% off for life. Check them out today at BeProfit.co and use the discount code FL15. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt, and I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome to the fifth season of e-commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or if you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate that you're taking some time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in e-commerce and direct-to-consumer, and just the fact that you're here today really does mean the world to me personally, and I know it does for my featured guest. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly, and they're available through all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Google Podcasts. I mean, we're all over. We're also streaming now on Amazon Music and on YouTube, believe it or not. So go check those places out, too. I also highly recommend, if you really want to get the full value out of today's episode, that you click through from your podcast app to the show notes that's available at e-commerce Fastlane. And there you're going to have a full show transcript. You're going to have all the links and things we talk about today and some great resources from my guest today. It's a very interesting show today. And so in today's episode, my guest is Jana Scorsone, and she is the GM and the head of North America from Aircall. And what Aircall is a cloud-based business phone solution for e-commerce operators. And they really enable, and we're talking about Shopify brands today, but they just help connect in a more genuinely and consistently and more effectively with your customers. And what they do is they provide both context to the conversations. They also serve a really need for a voice channel powered with a lot of the tools and integrations and things that are available, and that is including Shopify. So it's very interesting how they work really tightly. I know we're going to unpack this a bit later on. I believe that they're turning the voice channel, from my opinion, from this black box, but that's kind of what it is. To me, anyways, it seems like that, that requires a lot of manual review and lots of recordings and maybe even live note taking and stuff like that into what I would call more of a smart, almost AI enabled channel. So it's so interesting. I really believe that they're making it possible for all brands, like regardless of your maturity, regardless of your complexity. Really, I believe that AirCall is here to drive a lot of customer engagement and just ultimately just drive loyalty at scale. So if you're not answering the phone correctly and don't have data, AirCall's a very interesting product, and that's what I want to unpack today. So, hi, Jonna. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much, Steve. It's a pleasure being here.
You know what? Thank you for syncing our calendars. I know we've had some challenges, but you know what? We're here today. And you know what's ironic enough is that AirCall was on, believe it or not, I think in December of 2019 was the first time that AirCall came on. And I know your platform has iterated so much in the last few years. We have to make a pact that we have to at least get on annually to talk about just the innovation that's happening in voice over IP and phone and as it relates to commerce. It's so interesting to me kind of where the market is headed. And I know I have a couple of questions that I've pre-set up here in advance just to make sure that we're keeping on track here. But let's just talk on high level first about AirCall. I mentioned, hopefully I didn't butcher at the beginning here, but what does AirCall do and how is it solving specific problems for commerce brands like Powered by Shopify?
Steve, I think you nailed it. I think you did a much better job than I'm going to do right now, but you absolutely nailed it. And to reiterate and share with the audience, it's exactly what you said. We're a 100% cloud-based business phone system, and we really power any customer-facing team. That's how I like to really classify who specifically within the e-com world we do so well with and that we were designed specifically to support. And you know, as you mentioned, we really enable personalized customer interaction by providing context. You know, I think that we talk a lot about integrations and we talk a lot about that push and pull of information and what it could power. But what personalization really means is context. We enable all of the agents or reps who have to have these customer interactions to understand the history, to understand past conversations so that we could pick up those pieces however the customer is interacting with us at whatever point. We also enable leaders to make really informed decisions through our analytics, through our advanced dashboards. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's no longer that black box, right? So what, you know, cloud-based means is that you don't have to have, you know, clunky hardware that you have to shuttle back and forth. And, you know, the phone channel was historically a very clunky, slow, and very depersonalized way to provide that customer support. And so what we're now able to transform is that phone channel to a very connected way that your brand can really differentiate from the crowd.
It's very interesting. It kind of reminds me, I know Shopify uses a tool called Gong as part of our calls through Zoom or Google Meeting. And, you know, one thing that this tool does is give some context and some transcript and just kind of understand sentiment about and follow up and next steps and things like that. I think that's one of the big takeaways I'm hoping to get out of the show today, that why AirCall is very unique is because it really is intelligently understanding the conversation that's actually going on with the agent. And then from there, through your analytics platform, you're able to understand, well, how do we action that? Or why are these conversations coming up with this agent exclusively? Is that a training opportunity? Or are people asking more specific, interesting questions that are not in our help docs? And so I think there's always some opportunity to want to maybe pivot and fix and learn from the data to make the brand more exciting and more accessible, I guess, to everyone.
I love that you mentioned that, Steve, and I couldn't agree more. And what we're really talking about are twofold here, right? How the individual user utilizes it and interacts with customers, as well as how we make informed decisions as a leadership team to help these agents then either, you know, build a more thoughtful process, train them at the individual level, at the team level, once we identify themes, et cetera. And so, you know, we really are a tool that has, you know, gone after the SMB market. And as we know, you know, an e-com SMB market really means those scaling organizations. And to scale is really difficult. And everything that you just mentioned is what really allows those powerful and insightful decisions as you scale.
Yeah, that's lovely. So let's talk a little bit about the origin story. I know I talked about it like back a few years, but you know, now you're part of, you know, the GM kind of, I guess, spearheading the North American operations. And so let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the AirCall origin story a little bit. I'd love to understand a little bit about your origin story and just like how you came to AirCall, like what's your past and then kind of where do you see AirCall going?
Absolutely. So I came to Aircall because fundamentally, I deeply, deeply believe in the power of a tech stack. Yes, I love voice, and I have to be honest, voice is my favorite way to interact when I'm, you know, checking up on my, you know, recent purchases, which are pretty vast, Steve, because I do love to shop. But, you know, putting myself aside on that front, I like voice because and when it is paired with other tools. And that's the tech stack that we're talking about. It provides contextualized conversations. It gives greater insights and coaching abilities, as you had mentioned. And how I discovered, you know, the cloud-based tech stack is my role. For 12 years, I worked for a company called Blue Wolf, which was a tech and digital marketing consulting firm. And I primarily worked in-house leading our RevOps efforts to really power and enable our reps to drive greater impact, to grow. We were a scaling organization. So to create those efficiencies and to build a great process around the different technologies that were supporting this. And, you know, ultimately, I built and I consistently reevaluated the tech stack that we used in-house to power our business. But, and this is the interesting part, because this is what our business was also focused on for our clients, I was exposed to and I knew the best of the best in terms of tools. And this is why I'm here today at Aircall.
Interesting that Blue Wolf, I guess, was acquired by IBM.
That's right. That's right. I was just speaking with the founder, Eric Berridge, yesterday. He's still a mentor till this day. He's over at Salesforce now. Great guy.
Oh, lovely. So let's talk a little bit about Shopify brand owners. I'm sure they can appreciate, you know, this tool. They understand that it's a needed tool. You need to be able to communicate with, you know, your customers. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, are using a little bit of a duct tape, or they're like, well, at the beginning, we're just going to have a copper wire running into our house, a regular phone system. We're going to advance ourselves a little bit, and we're going to have multiple phone lines available from within our office, physically hardwired. And then I think the next step is like, there's other kind of voice over IP type phone systems available. Once again, not cloud-based, but a little bit cloud-based, still going from landline to VoIP. And so I just like to talk a bit about, I guess, your differentiation to the market right now, because, you know, I know you have the analytics and I know we're kind of understanding and there's this training and motivation around it all. And you play really nicely with Shopify and other piece of technology. But I just want to kind of understand more like specifically what your unique value proposition is in the marketplace today.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love if you don't mind, I'm going to hijack this question for a second and get back to something that you mentioned about those copper wires, right? And, you know, wanting that hardwired in on the desk, et cetera. I think something really important to note, and this is something I faced when I joined Aircall, was being completely in quarantine. We were all remote. And where we are today, right, is really at any given moment, there are one of three different working arrangements. There's fully in office, there's hybrid, there's fully remote. And this often changes daily, and it often changes daily per employee. And so when we talk about that traditional, you know, copper wiring, that can't exist anymore. And so, you know, what I really appreciate about our tool and why I think that we're, you know, very well positioned to help Shopify brands today is because we provide that flexibility.
Yeah, I think that's great. I'm going to be devil's advocate for a second, because I think there's going to be people that are going to say, hey, you know what? Maybe expensive to implement. Maybe I'll just do live chat only. I'll do email only. Everyone has different maturities and complexities. And I think as you work your way kind of through your journey in a direct-to-consumer brand, I think at some point you definitely see the value in voice, but it really is more of an add-on than a part of a channel that really can grow a business. So, you know, I could think of things like, hey, maybe it's not worth it, or they think maybe it's too early to provide kind of voice, and they're worried about maybe just the human capital of having to run that sort of channel. And so are you able to talk a little bit about what you've seen on your side from the early stage companies that are using voice, maybe didn't use voice, now they're using it, and now they're being successful using it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've grown 70% year over year, which really shows that, you know, more and more companies are adopting this and seeing the need for it. And what I would say is, at this point of where we are and what society is looking for, you really can't afford not to. You know, we've seen an increase in customers saying that phone is their number one preferred experience channel. In 2021, we actually surveyed e-commerce customers globally, and we found that 87% ranked phone as providing the best experience over web chat and email. But what's interesting, Steve, and this is the point where I was really fascinated, was just 3 years ago, probably the last time you spoke to Eric Hall, only 31% said voice. So that's a huge change. But of that 31%, we actually went a step further and we asked them for an urgent customer support issue, what their preferred channel is. And 70% then responded that voice was their first choice. So we knew that, you know, always in critical moments, voice is the preferred channel. Interestingly, over the last 3-4 years, I'm not going to do the math in my head right now. It's too early. There was a 56% increase in terms of selecting voice as their primary go-to channel. And when I think about my own experience, you know, I travel a lot for work. I'm also extremely busy. And like anyone, I'm messing up my travel all of the time. And so I often have to, you know, handle that and make those changes. And actually, just 2 days ago, I can share this example. I had bought a ticket. Let's just say I have status with a certain airline of my choice, and I absolutely love them. They had a partnership that they just, you know, enabled where you could buy, you know, a partner ticket instead. And I did that. But then you have to go to the partner website to select your seat. And it was a big runaround. And I was left confused. And I was left confused if I would even get my same benefits from having status with my primary airline of choice. And so in thinking about how to interact at that moment, I had very specific questions to ask. And I really didn't want the runaround of trying to do that over chat because I had a number of questions I wanted to ask. And so that's when I picked up the phone and I called them and I spoke with someone live and we were able to have that conversation a lot faster than if I had tried to do it in chat. And so I think that just from experience, right, it's a good showcase of sometimes that human touch of the voice channel can't be replicated by anything else. What I was also able to do was provide the feedback of how confusing that was and how, as an elite member of their program, that didn't quite work for me. And I shared why and made some suggestions. And that rep was actually able to take down my feedback, share that she had heard this before, and that they were, you know, building a stronger program and that they would absolutely make sure that that was included in their analytics of what people were looking for. And so again, a really great example of how voice is integrated with their business systems to enable really valuable feedback to influence business decisions.
I had a call recently with a brand. This is because I have a book of business at Shopify. And one of the comments was brought up that they definitely see value in voice. The challenge that they have is they're unsure of how to deal with kind of like the dreaded on hold times that could possibly happen. That could come from headcount, not knowing and how to make quick decisions about how to hire more people, if it's wholly in-house, if it's outsourced kind of customer support using the AirCall platform. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think as great as voice is, and I'm definitely a proponent of it, I agree with you, chat versus voice, I'd rather get on the phone and talk to someone and wait 2 minutes to talk to somebody than being in a queue and chatting and having to type. I totally get it. We can speak much more words quicker typing. I get it, right? Totally get it. But I'm also worried about the brand's reputation of, yes, I see benefits in this. However, how can I dynamically in real time start thinking about a drop, a special sale, a promotional thing? Or is there analytics to understand when there's a larger wave of people that are...
You just nailed it, Steve. It's just that. Our analytics, sorry to interrupt you. You excited me here with your answer. But I'd have nothing to say if I let you continue, because that's exactly it. What are... analytics enable is the understanding of when these waves of high volume come in. And that allows management to make those informed decisions that I mentioned earlier. And this is exactly a great example of what that informed decision is. How many people do I need to have on staff and at what point? Additionally, because of the, you know, very simple IVR routing, we're also able to put the correct times that different offices might be open or teams and, you know, really handle the flow of how you navigate and route calls based on volume, based on wait time, based on number of rings, based on location. And so we're able to provide a more thoughtful way to handle that load. And as you mentioned, which will really optimize the number of reps you have at a given time. time to make sure that you're not wasting money by having too many people at a time when you don't have high volume.
I've written down a couple more questions here because I think this is very interesting to me. Now, what about outsourced partners? Is there the ability, or do you have brands currently that say, hey, you know what, just during overflow periods, or maybe in the non-North American time zones, but we're still kind of expanding internationally, we still want to have people to be able to answer the phone call. Is there alignment with like other outsourced partners that kind of already know the AirCall platform and can be onboarded quite quickly to be able to take care of some of those offshore or outside of your regular business hour calls?
Yeah, we're a global company, and so we've got support, we've got customers all around the world. And so we certainly have seen scenarios where we have customers have these outsourced partners that, as you mentioned, are already affluent with the AirCall.
Okay, cool. And then language or type of call. So if someone was to call in, typically there'd be some kind of a greeting. Hey, thanks for calling, you know, direct to consumer company, yada, yada, yada. You know, press 1, 2, or 3 for whatever. Is there a self-serve model through your system to let people just automatically just have the system automatically give the information to, like, you know, say, you know, 1, 4 to track your order. And then there's going to be a conversation that says, hey, thank you so much for your order. Most orders are received within, you know, 6 business days. If it's more than 6 business days, then just stay on the line and we'll jump on the call and we'll be able to help you out. If it's less than 6 days, you know, it's on its way. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is there a scalable, you don't need to talk to a human being, but thanks for calling anyways kind of way of managing it?
Yeah, that's such a great question. We do have some pre-recorded messaging in a variety of different languages. And then we also, of course, very easily provide the opportunity for organizations to create those recordings themselves in ways that's really appropriate. And then, of course, set up the right workflows based on that.
I see. Okay, cool. Okay, that's awesome. So I think this is going to be a good pivot over to, I'm going to talk at competition a little bit. I think for me personally, I think where there's competition, there's business. And I think, you know, you have a great solution, but you can also do a quick search, you know, go to Google or go to the App Store, and you can see there's some notable peers kind of in this telephony market. And so, and I know we've talked a little bit about your value prop, but let's be a little more specific about how AirCall has been more intentional to differentiate from others that also connect to Shopify.
Absolutely. You know, we're the only comprehensive business telephony phone system with a native integration to Shopify and other Shopify partners, right? So we mentioned that tech stack. So let's break that down in terms of what that specifically means between AirCall and Shopify. One, it means that, you know, the integration provides a very simple yet very powerful experience. And, you know, as you mentioned before on customer records, we could view contact and order details from Shopify as soon as the phone rings. We could save time and eliminate data entry because AirCall integrates with leading e-commerce help desk tools like Gorgeous and Zendesk and Customer to automate ticket creation, log calls, and add custom tags at all. And so when we talk about the competition, you know, honestly, they're really basic click to dial. And so what one really needs to consider, and this goes back to your earlier question as well on, can I afford it? Is this too early? What you really need to consider is the power that is lost when you can't access those past live interactions and all of that valuable customer purchasing history.
Yeah, I love the fact that you play nicely. Obviously, a CRM is number one on a lot of brands. We have to be able to communicate with our brands, if it's through social or through email or through chat. But I'd argue that a lot are probably not or don't have the same analytics and the same kind of source of truth. And I know that there's two different ways of using AirCall. You can use AirCall with the Shopify connection directly and use the AirCall admin. And that's the source of truth. And that's the kind of quote unquote, the starting point, because I'm answering the call and I get access to the Shopify records and information. The other side of the technology could be, no, I'm using Gorgeous as my primary screen, but I connect to AirCall. I could take a live call, but see all the order history and all the things. So can you unpack that a bit for us?
It's exactly what you're saying, Steve. And remember, you know, coming from that Blue Wolf days and owning the tech stack. Like, I wanted my reps until this day, you know, my team is out here at AirCall. I want them to live and breathe in the CRM. I don't want them to move out of, you know, the business tool of choice. And, you know, what I love is exactly what you mentioned. What native integration really means is that it can live and breathe within that primary business tool. And we facilitate the process and function that each brand is looking for. I love one of my favorite functionalities that we have is with Intercom. And I know you and I both mentioned that our favorite channel of choice is voice. The reality, though, is many people do like chat. And so we have to meet customers where they are. As you know, everyone listening in, we all know this, right? And so often, you know, a quick chat will suffice. But at what point do you want to escalate to voice, right? And what I love is our integration with Intercom is we actually have AirCall now. And so you could click right on that chat that you're having and speak with that rep right there. And I think that that seamless interaction between the two parties as well as the technologies is such a game changer.
Oh, this is lovely. And so you likely know this, but we're in the fifth season now of this podcast. And really, I like to interview founders and platforms, apps, marketing platforms. And, you know, AirCall is obviously a premier partner. You're a plus technology partner for a reason. You know, and there's thousands, tens of thousands of founders and marketing people that are listening to this show. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to talk a little bit about maybe a strategy or a tactic, something that you have seen. Because I think that because you're merchant facing like I am, you get to see use cases with AirCall and why it's powerful. We'll get into a story in a minute, but I just overall, I wonder if you had any strategy or tactic kind of advice you would give those listening today, regards to their maturity or complexity, but just how it relates to AirCall and maybe their D2C business. Any topics that come to mind?
Well, I think the biggest piece of advice that I have is, you know, to change support from a cost center, you know, where you manage your angriest customers to a profit center.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And how you do that is through self-service. And I mentioned Intercom before. And, you know, a customer who might have a question about their order status can get a pop-up as soon as, you know, they open the site. And then, you know, a ticket is created. Boom. Right? And all of their past orders, their status is right there. And that's so powerful to be able to resolve it right then and there and really understand the context as we were talking about before, right? And so, you know, now as we thought about and as we suggested of really understanding, you know, putting the right agents in at the right time, right? Because we could understand when the influx comes in, everyone's going to have more bandwidth as well, which also means you're going to deliver even greater customer service. And so, you know, from there, you could then think about how do we use that opportunity to be more strategic? How do we use that opportunity to have more thoughtful conversations so that as we're solving issues, we can then really go in and find some upsell opportunities as well. Because let's face it, we're all growing brands, you know, that are trying to best understand how, you know, it's not just about solving customer issues. Instead, right, we want to enhance their loyalty to the brand. And so, you know, a great example that I love is, you know, let's pretend, I don't know, someone, you know, chats in and they've got a great interaction. And the agent can then say, hey, I see you ordered these boots 6 weeks ago. You know, we actually have these insoles that make the shoes a lot more comfortable. Now imagine those $6 insoles are getting sold to, you know, all of the customers that might be checking in on their boots or have a question on their boots. And, you know, that adds up and that becomes a meaningful revenue stream as well, because we've created this bandwidth so that you could be more thoughtful in these interactions.
This is lovely. So let's pivot to a story. I think we're all pretty motivated. I think there's kind of an education or an inspiration around hearing a story. And I don't know if you can, hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be nice if you could talk a little bit about maybe even a case study. Recent Shopify business, they've implemented AirCall recently. You know, I'd just love to uncover specifically what motivated them from either not having a phone, copper wire, or doing some other kind of VoIP thing they've had, and then moving to AirCall. I just would like to understand like what happened because of that. Was there some efficiencies? Was there driving more revenue, like this profit center you spoke of? Just would love to uncover maybe one or two brands, whatever you're thinking of.
Oh, absolutely. I can definitely share a brand that comes to mind, Cozy Earth. They're actually one of our largest customers here in North America. They offer luxury bedding, loungewear. I love them. Anyhow, I think they launched around 2011 or so. And, you know, a great example of a company that has just, you know, seen explosive growth. And as we all know, growth means hiring. It means training new employees. All of that becomes a greater challenge as you scale. And so I think it was around 2017 when Cozy Earth was starting to explore, you know, moving off their landline phone system. You know, they had small office space and they were operating with quite a few manual processes. And so their head of customer experience realized that, you know, their growing demand and their growing need of support, it was going to be quite complex to keep up with that massive growth in their current setup. And so, you know, as a Shopify brand, they invested in Gorgeous as their help desk solution. And then there became a need of what is going to be that, you know, go-to voice platform to integrate, you know, with both Shopify and Gorgeous. And that's when we came in. So in 2018, what really drew them to us was our simple onboarding process and our easy to use voice tool. It's a very simple setup and very easy to manage. And so, you know, as you're in those earlier stages, you don't have a robust IT team, you don't have a lot of infrastructure. And that's where, you know, our tool also can really enhance and optimize the type of tools that people are able to use. And so once they were set up, you know, they could manage tickets in Gorgeous, including those that were automatically created by, you know, inbound air call calls. And, you know, a point that I think we've drove home quite a bit on this podcast already, but leadership was able to manage, you know, the employee size and the support hours because of the analytics, because of the dashboard. And so that scale became manageable and affordable. And I think that that's the big component there, because they had the right people on at the right time doing the right functions. And so now Cozy Earth support reps, you know, can see order information from Shopify directly in Aircall as soon as an inbound call comes in. And then to further kind of my love for the tech stack, they actually also brought on a QA tool called Klaus. And that pulls in their call recordings from Aircall, and it selects the best ones to review. And so that means that they can continuously improve their customer interactions, and they can refine their support rep training because of that Aircall Klaus Shopify story. So again, I love voice, but I love voice so much more when it's powered with these other tools.
You know, it's interesting. It makes me think a lot about the leadership side again, like director of customer experience or whomever in the organization. But imagine, you know, you talk about this profit center, but imagine offering some kind of a sales incentive or a spiff, you know, the whole salesperson's incentive for flogging, kind of the how the is what the word actually stands for. But like, imagine giving some kind of an incentive to those that are answering phone calls to do those upsells and cross sells and to de-escalate some potential calls that are, you know, upset customers. There's the other side of the coin too, about like, how can we have this delightful customer experience? And then also, it is a business. So we're trying to, you know, get people on the subscription offerings that are like the one-off or whatever it is. Have you seen that a lot through maybe some of your past customers that say, hey, maybe there is an incentive more than just, hey, that's your job, you need to upsell, versus no, upsell and get a commission on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it all comes down to reward the behaviors that you want to see, right? And so building those comp plans really thoughtfully can facilitate in that. And, you know, Steve, I think you brought up a very interesting point as well, that, you know, we haven't spoken about one of the things that I think is extremely valuable or drives value from Aircall, which is just the UX UI. It's a slick looking tool, right?
That's helpful.
And I think about, you know, who our agents are, you know, this is the demographic that largely, you know, is interacting with technology every single day in their personal lives. And because of that, we've created a society that is accustomed to frequent upgrades that are seamless, that are accustomed to easy to use, intuitive, and actually positioning, right? That UX that like is thinking five steps ahead of behaviorally what we naturally do. Are we, you know, looking to the right because we're right-handed, right? All of those, you know, thoughtful details is what has really powered Aircall to be the leading provider, I believe, in voice in terms of our technology and how easy it is and how fun it is to use. We mimic that experience and utilize it in using, you know, different, you know, social media tools, et cetera. And so when we talk about customer experience, I really believe fundamentally that how we treat our employees is how they treat our customers. And so now I'm saying and suggesting that we're providing our employees to use a tool they're familiar with because of the similarities in day-to-day technology they interact with. The idea that there are constant upgrades and improvements happening, just like the technologies that they're using on a personal level. And so they're happier and they find it easier. All of that is going to translate to our customers. And for many of the Shopify brands here, that also means it's going to translate to our customers' customers, that ripple effect. And lastly, I'll say, you know, as we're all navigating, you know, the great resignation and now, you know, where we are, how, you know, the conversation's now converging into, you know, making sure you keep your top people and really evaluating teams, et cetera. This is a way to keep your top people. You know, you have to be able to provide technologies that they want to use to make their lives easier. I think that one big aspect that came as a direct result of having been quarantined for so long, COVID, et cetera, is that we all need ease in our life. And so having a tool that by nature was designed to create efficiencies, that was designed to create ease, is going to provide a little bit of relief so that people feel better about their day-to-day. And again, that's what's going to translate from our employees to our customers to our customers' customers.
I love that. I love that a lot. I was thinking a little bit about the technology too behind AirCall, so I can appreciate maybe the customer facing or the agent facing part of it and the usability side of it. But I also believe there's a lot more under the hood from a technical perspective. Are you able to speak a little bit on that? Because I know that technically you have some interesting technology. Some things are maybe proprietary that you can't really talk about, but I know that globally you have a very interesting network that is allowing all of this magic to happen. Are you able to talk a little bit about that?
I'm not sure how I very much focus on the go-to-market, Steve. So you caught me off guard here a little bit. What I can say, though, is that, you know, we're very much focused around making sure that we are best in class and that we're integrating with the right tools. We integrate with over 100 integrations now. And, you know, we continue to look at ways that we want to provide more connection. You know, we're investing more in native AI, so that things like automatic written transcriptions of conversations are available to sales and support leaders, and so that we could do things like sentimental analysis to identify top support request categories without needing to review individual calls. And so, you know, our team is quite robust, our engineering team. And I think it's since I joined a year and a half ago, I think we more than doubled in size, which is bonkers and great, but it really is to, you know, triple down on the innovation and the technology that's really powering us.
Beautiful. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, and I know you've shared a lot. I mean, I have, you know, pages of notes here that I've scrambled. It's a life of learning is kind of like my mantra, and I always think about my book. It's just so great. It's just, I always try to figure out, is there something that I can take away from today's show for those listening today? And then even the book of business, the brands that I manage day to day at Shopify, I definitely have some prospects for you that I know can see value based on what I've learned today. The profit center side of it, just the ease of use, just the fact that, you know, as you use some stats here about the fact this is the preferred channel and there is analytics to be able to figure out the headcount and all that. I love all this. I've just learned so much. Is there any way we can kind of distill what we've kind of learned today? Maybe like any insights or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, I'd rather make it not about AirCall for a second and really touch on something that I mentioned a few minutes ago, because it's something I think really important to note of where we are. There's so much uncertainty, so much divisiveness in the world today. And what we've learned is that people really want connection and ease more than ever. And so when you think about how we can provide this for them, and if we can solve this for them, that's how we truly create loyalty. And that's for your customers, for your employees. And so really they're counting on all of us to remove some of this burden of life and to feel great about the purchases they crave to enjoy, from click to purchase to receipt and use. And so it's really thinking again about how we can think of a tool like AirCall that might be able to play into that ideology to create that ease, to create that connection.
Very cool. So how can people learn more about AirCall? Where do we want to, I guess, what's our call to action today based on listening to this show?
Absolutely. AirCall.io is a great place to go straight to our website to find us. We're obviously, you know, also on LinkedIn. And I'd love to say that, you know, we're also hiring. So if anyone's out there looking for a great place to work and, you know, be a part of a team that's driving great impact, innovation, and a sense of togetherness, we'd love to have you.
Okay, lovely. I know we did speak offline before recording today. I understand that you would like to share an offer for those that agree with the fact that voice is a necessary channel. They just don't know how to implement it. Maybe they want to kick the tires a bit with AirCall.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to offer a 2-week free trial of AirCall because I totally believe in test driving. So absolutely come check us out and we'd love to offer that 2-week trial as mentioned.
Cool. So I'll have ecommercefastlane.com/AirCall. That's going to redirect to, I guess we're going to have a landing page for that trial offer. And then you can kind of take them up on that offer. Once again, I think it's worth testing. I think you don't know what you don't know. And I think when you actually go and see the UI, you see how the whole platform works, you know, you figure out, well, where's the phone number come from? And, you know, can I get a toll-free number? There's all these things is all part of the onboarding process. And so I think you need to kind of have a look at AirCall. If you're not doing phone right now, or some kind of legacy system, then you need to kind of, you know, come to the 21st century now and give AirCall a try. So once again, thanks, John, for coming on the call today. This podcast is, like I said, it's a life of learning for me. And I think you've given a lot of value back to the ecosystem. Congrats on being a Plus technology partner. It really means you have the reliability and the scalability and the customer support and all the benefits of being a Plus certified partner. So early stage through to the biggest, baddest brands, you're able to service them. I just appreciate the fact that you got on the call today and kind of sharing everything about AirCall.
Oh, thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure as mentioned and glad we finally got to connect.
All right. Well, have yourself a great day.
You too.
Today's episode is brought to you by BeProfit, the all-in-one profit analysis dashboard for Shopify e-commerce brands. Get a grip on all of your store's data and start making data-driven decisions to optimize your profitability today. Make the most of your store and discover the true power of BeProfit by visiting BeProfit.co. And don't forget to use the code FL15, that's FL15, for an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.